If you've ever dreamed of listening to the Woody and Jim Show podcast, you should probably set your goals a little higher.
But if you haven't, here you go. This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast,
friends till the end, and now they start talking. Do you feel old? If not, let us make you feel old now.
These will blow your mind.
Yeah, these are amazing, you know, pop culture moments that have turned a decade old this year.
Well, yeah, or more.
Yeah.
So, Gina, why don't you kick us off? Because you blew us away with this one. I was like, not even possible.
Yeah. So, do you guys remember the dress that went viral?
Yes. Was it blue or was it gold?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, there was a big debate.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so, what did you guys see? Do you remember?
I remember it being white and blue, I think.
Well, it's either white and gold or blue and black.
Well, I just saw a different way.
That's fair.
That was a rough time for Woody. He kind of blacked out for a couple of years.
Yeah. I was in the witness protection program for a while.
I saw the one with the gold. It had gold in it.
Me too. So apparently a guy did like a whole science thing with it. But it.
Yes.
He saw white and gold as well, but he thinks that the dress was actually blue, like had some form of shade of a blue in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically how your light perceived the light when you first saw it. So there's like a science behind it. It's a lot of mumbo jumbo, but...
That was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the whole pandemic thing has messed with my sense of time.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I've got one for you. All right. Woody, hit the musical cue, okay, from this song. Hit it. Remember the song Stacy's Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about like, oh, I'm not into you, I'm into your mom.
Yeah, Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah. The girl who played Stacy, the young girl, is now 30.
Wow.
She's 30 years old. She could be somebody's mom.
Yeah. Stacy's mom.
Right. Stacy is the mom.
Wow.
All right. So there's my addition to making you feel old.
Steve Harvey announcing the wrong winner of the Miss Universe pageant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Really?
That doesn't...
And they won't let him forget it ever.
No, that one doesn't seem that long ago.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
They won't let him forget the thing he forgot.
Yeah.
Forgot wrong. Wow.
Also, selfie sticks 10 years ago.
No way.
Really?
How annoying were those?
Oh, I know. They got banned in places.
Yeah, I'm glad they finally kind of went away because people were just getting hit in the head with them all the time.
And they were getting pictures and they ruined a lot of things.
Like museums banned them because like somebody would go like, oh, let's use the selfie stick and they'd knock over like some statue of Beethoven or something.
Yeah.
Totally hits, totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning, finally Friday on 93.3 FM. If you're just tuning in, we're playing Snake Oil, a fun little game where we have to choose products and sell them to you.
That's right. So we get to random words, we put them together, they form a product, we have to sell them right away without ever knowing what they are ahead of time, and the pressure is on. Whoever's the best salesperson, you have to tell us. Give us a call, 615-553-0933.
You're the judge.
Yeah, we'll give you Monster Jam tickets if you tell us which product you want to buy.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jim.
Gina's never played, so we'll let her kind of get the idea first.
Don't be nervous. You're going to be fine.
Okay. So I've grabbed two cards out of the deck, and my two words to put together to form a product are murder seed.
Murder Seed. It already sounds like a podcast.
It does. I know. It sounds like it's like
I don't want to give you any clues.
It's already number three on Spotify.
Okay. All right, Murder Seed. Sell it to us, Jim. Ready to go.
Got 30 seconds. Here we go. Would you like to have someone murdered or assassinated, but you don't want to do it yourself? Just plant the murder seed in the garden of your best friend or neighbor. They'll get the idea to murder them for you. Murder Seed. The way to get rid of somebody, but have somebody else do it. Plant the seed.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
Murder seed.
You never know what you're going to get. All right. What do you get? This is your official.
Okay.
Your two words are?
Eraser brush.
Oh. Wait.
Eraser brush.
Or it might be brush eraser. Let's go with that.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you know, you're in art class and you're working with a paintbrush and suddenly you've made a terrible mistake. Why don't you order the new eraser brush. You just eradicate those problems that you had. Only $19.95. Call the number on your screen now for eraser brush. It's the artist's best friend. Ask about our bristle guarantee. That was stupid.
No, it's not bad. Not bad.
Oh, here I go.
Okay. Gina, you get to go. You get to look at your cards, and then, you know, you're right there in the crosshairs.
Yeah. Then, okay, what are the two words that you got out of the deck?
Dress and shovel.
Dress, shovel?
Dress, shovel, yeah. Or shovel dress?
Yeah, it's up to you.
Shovel dress, dress, shovel.
Tell us when you're ready.
Oh,
we'll
never.
Start the music, and then you just sell, sell.
No. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, here we go.
Are you mad that your yard keeps getting all over the rest of your yard? Put the dress shovel on your shovel while you're shoveling dirt.
That's excellent. I hate it when
Don't let your weeds get all over your newly plowed grass.
I hate it when my yard gets over the rest of my yard.
It's clothing for your shovel.
I knew I was going to be bad.
I love that. No, that
clothing
was awesome.
Clothing for your shovel. I love
that
it. Dress
awesome.
It up.
Yeah, yeah.
Just put a wig on it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Take it to the prom.
There you go.
All right. So you give us a call, 615-553-0933. Which product would you buy? It doesn't matter to us. We're going to give you Monster Jam tickets.
615-553-0933.
Will it be Jim's Murder Seed?
Will it be Woody's
eraser brush?
Or Gina's
shovel dress?
Okay.
Shovel dress.
You're probably going to win because you're cute. Okay. Give us a call, 615-553-0933. It doesn't matter.
Which product would you buy?
If you're just tuning in moments ago, we were playing Snake Oil, and we have our judge on the line. We have Jerry in Nashville. Hey, Jerry.
Hello.
Hello. All right. We'll recap the products, and you have to choose which one you would buy.
The three ridiculous products we had to sell just moments ago. This is Jim, and I was pitching murder seed, which is stuff you plant in your neighbor's garden to make them assassinate somebody for you.
Yes. Pretty common.
Yeah.
I did brush eraser, which is for sloppy artists who want to, you know, clean up what they started.
Okay.
And Gina, you had the shovel dress.
Yeah, so you put it over your shovel to prevent your yard getting in the other parts of your yard.
To prevent
simple.
Yard contamination.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty
okay.
simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Jerry, which...
tough first time.
We will not take it personally. Which one would you like to buy?
I have to go with Gina's shovel dress.
The shovel dress.
The shovel dress.
See, there you go.
Girls got to stick together.
She did such a good job with such an odd... couple of items, and I'm like, wow, that was pretty good. That
Thank
was creative.
You.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Very
you just made my day.
She had the toughest thing to sell.
I think so, yeah.
You're right.
Yes, she did.
Thank you, Jerry.
Sold it like a champ.
All right. We're going to hook you up with 4 tickets to Monster Jam tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. 3 things you want to know this morning.
So if you were staring anywhere near it seemed like Smyrna, but we also have pictures from up in the Gallatin area.
Yeah.
Sunset, Thursday afternoon.
It was crazy.
It was creepy. There was a red glowing, I don't know, column coming from out of the clouds towards the ground or from the ground up.
Yeah, a bunch of people took pictures and posted it on Reddit.
Yeah, it looked like something out of Stranger Things.
When the Upside Down.
The Upside Down is taking over. I have never seen pictures like this of a sunset here or anywhere.
Right.
If you want to see them, we've posted them on the 93.3 Totally Hits Facebook page. It's also on the Woody and Jim Facebook page. You look at these pictures, and these were taken by people from all over the place. Not one picture that was altered. They were just like everybody saw it. I missed it because I didn't go out till after the sun had gone down.
Right, me too.
And if you look at this thing and you go, what is happening? Is it the rapture? Is it monsters? Did Godzilla, spray fire from the clouds?
Yeah, screw the drones. What's this?
Yeah. Exactly. Explain it.
But it
exactly,
hasn't been anywhere today in the news yet.
Well, you know what? It's because nobody's paying attention like we are.
Yeah.
Right. True. Everybody's looking down on their phone and not looking up at the sky ever.
Very true.
Hey, Fridays are fun for a lot of companies. There's a company in England. CEOs here should adopt this. There's a company called Exos that does You Do You Friday.
How's
which
that work?
All the rules are off, the CEO explains.
You do you. So you may choose to say, this Friday, I'm exhausted. I need to go spend time out hiking. Other people may say, Friday's my day to just do quiet work and not be disturbed. But what we put in place was you cannot email, text, write to any of your colleagues. You can't set meetings. It is You Do You Friday.
I like that. Hmm. You can even just take the day off if you want.
I know.
Do not disturb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
This is good plan.
Just nappy time at your desk. It doesn't matter.
That's how I do me.
Yeah. Gina, what you got?
So there was a survey done with Thrivent's 2024 Boomerang Kids, and it said that 46% of adults move back in with their parents, whether to save money or to help care for them, you know, whatever the case may be.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did actually move back home for 6 months after I graduated college. But they come up with a couple things that can help you manage that as far as being the parent with your kid moving back home.
Right.
So one of them is setting boundaries, obviously.
Mm-hmm,
just making sure that they don't take too much advantage of you. Another one is encourage financial independence. So one way my parents did that was I had to pay rent. So I had to go out and get a job. And my parents actually ended up saving all that money and giving it back to me when I moved out here.
Oh, that's nice.
Which I didn't know.
Very noble.
Yes.
You shouldn't give away the secret.
Yeah.
I know. That's what a lot of parents do. They go, like, I'm charging you rent. And then, like, when it comes time for you to go get your own place, then they've set that money aside for you. And, if they can.
Yes. Really and nice. My mom was like, we were hoping you'd stay longer, so it's not as much. Kind of guilt tripping me to stay. But, And then the last way is, like, protecting and prioritizing your retirement. And they're saying a lot of parents are using their retirement money to help their kid out because their kid is struggling, but
needs help.
Right.
They end up struggling. So just making sure like you're taking care of yourself first and then your kid second.
Yeah. You go down to the Hallmark store and get baby's 47th Christmas ornament.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
There's three things you want to know this morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. A man has made an outrageous claim against Dr. Pepper.
On TikTok, this guy is blowing up, and I absolutely had to challenge this and figure this out if it was true or not. So I brought it into the show. I brought in all the ingredients. Here is this guy's theory.
Everybody has that one conspiracy theory that they know is true, and mine is that Dr. Pepper is a combination of cola and root beer.
So what he's saying is that Dr. Pepper is actually not the 23 flavors that it says on the can.
It's two flavors.
It is two parts Coke and one part root beer. And Gina can attest that just outside the studio, I put two parts Coke and one part root beer into one cup.
Yep.
Yes.
And then I put regular Dr. Pepper in the other cup.
Yes.
Yep.
And those two cups are sitting in front of you, Woody, and they look identical.
Yes.
We're going to do a taste test.
I'm having like Princess Bride flashbacks. Don't switch the glasses.
There's no poison in there. So we need you to do a taste test here and see if they taste the same.
Okay. And I love Dr. Pepper, so yeah.
It's my favorite. It's my jam.
Okay. All right.
So, all right. Let's. Do we have any dramatic music?
Oh yes.
Okay. Let's turn that up. Nice and loud. There we go. Let's get the gravity of the moment.
Okay.
Okay. First tries.
I'm trying the
cup to his left.
On my left. Okay.
Does it taste like Dr. Pepper?
It does not.
It doesn't taste like Dr. Pepper.
Let me test the other one.
Oh, the cup to his right. Does it taste like Dr. Pepper?
I think the cup on the right is Dr. Pepper, and the other one is not. Is that correct? Did I get it totally wrong?
The Dr. Pepper was in the first cup.
Really? Well, I guess this guy's right then.
This guy nailed it, according to you. But how much of a Dr. Pepper fan are you?
I like Dr. Pepper.
Because like, I'm a super fan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I will have a Dr. Pepper. It's not my, you know, first choice all the time.
All right.
Okay.
Gina, we're gonna go to break. And then when we're doing the break, I want you to create the same thing. So I won't be able to tell because I won't be involved, and I will try to tell which one is Dr. Pepper and which one is two parts Coke and one part root beer. So the guy might be right. So I'm a huge Dr. Pepper fan. I probably have at least one per day.
Okay.
These were made by Gina without me looking. So I'm going to try the cup on my left. I taste root beer in this one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real thing. That's the DP. No.
Oh, my God. He got it wrong, too.
I got it wrong, too.
Jim got it wrong, too.
Oh, my gosh. No, now you're right. Now I have an aftertaste of more root beer. This guy's right.
This guy is right. You know, you could go buy all the ingredients. You could buy the Coke.
I could make my own Dr. Pepper.
Or you could just buy Dr. Pepper.
Or...
Which actually would be cheaper.
Wow.
Instead of buying two different soft drinks and mixing them together.
My head is exploding.
Wow. What have you done to us, Dr. Pepper?
Oh,
and I bet you didn't
gosh.
Even go to medical school.
I know. Not even a real doctor.
You're not even a... Yeah. We start calling you Mr. Pepper. You're no doctor.
You're a community college at best.
Now it's up to you, Gina.
Oh, gosh.
Will you be the chosen one? Will you finally get it right?
Gina, there was two cups. Which one was right here?
I pulled them like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. So you got one cup on your left, one cup on your right. One of them is two parts Coke, one part root beer. One of them is actually Dr. Pepper. Let's see if you can tell the difference.
Okay.
Try the cup on your left.
Okay.
Any first reactions?
It tastes kind of like stale.
Okay.
So maybe that's Dr. Pepper.
Is it like, do you think it's like, has it gone flat since we opened it like 45 minutes ago?
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, it tastes like, like old Dr. Pepper.
And the cup on your right?
That tastes like Coke.
She nailed it.
Yay!
She got it right.
It's Dr. Pepper on the left.
All right.
Coke and root beer on the right. The only person that got it right was Gina.
You know what though? That is like a mind messing thing because like, I'm sure if I opened Dr. Pepper normally, like it would taste fine.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're doing this, I'm like more critical. So I'm like, oh, it's kind of flat, kind of stale.
Right. You became like a wine connoisseur.
Yeah.
So Gina is proclaimed as the sophisticated palate of the morning show.
Wow. I have to tell everybody.
All right.
The taste bud queen.
Yeah.
There'll be no cash prize, but no, congratulations. So how's that New Year's resolution coming along, huh?
So the workout person on the show is Gina, who is usually hitting the gym early every day.
And often.
And so are you seeing the New Year's resolution people starting to jam up the place where you work out because they've all decided to hit it at the same time?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah, the gym's been a little more crowded than usual. Yes,
and that'll last for maybe another week.
Yeah, you just got to ride it out.
I know. Sometimes I go through strings of like, I go to the gym regularly. I'm really good about it. And then like right now I'm in one of those, like, I am not good about it. I don't go.
Yeah.
But I remember like I decided like, okay, I'm going to go and I'm like, I'm going to make this a regular thing. And it was like October, right? So it's like not your typical, everybody makes a resolution time. And I said, but, you know, come after January 1st, like, I don't want to look like one of those people that just shows up after New Year's. So I would, like, make friends with the people that, like, check you in and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, hey, so what's your name?
Jim's here, a regular customer, not just showing up in January.
Like, hey, it's me. Hey, it's November 15th. It's Jim.
Yeah.
Because I've been coming here all the time.
Look at you, regular workout person.
Yeah. And that's actually like one of the good things about, like, if this is one of your resolutions, definitely try to make friends with the gym or go at the same time because there's an accountability sort of feeling that, you know, I mean, when I would go early in the morning, there were a couple of guys that if we didn't show up that day, the next day they'd be like, hey, where were you yesterday? And that's all the conversation you have. It's not like you guys are chatting in the gym.
Right.
Sure.
But
there's that little bit of accountability element that.
Yeah, I get it.
Right. Right. And it's
that helps.
And it's good to see, like, if you have regular faces and people you recognize, it's like not like you're going to go on vacation together or anything, like,
right,
just
acquaintances
that you feel comfortable enough that you know some people there and you're like, okay, we're all the same people, this is my tribe, we get together, we work out, there's nothing more than that, but at least you have friendly faces.
And I don't know about you guys, but for me, I don't like people watching me work out. Or I feel like everybody's at the gym like watching you and critiquing you and all the things. So when you see the same people every day, you're like, oh, I know them. I'm safe. I'm safe.
Right.
These people
are
not
judging.
They're okay.
Yes.
They're not creepers.
Yeah.
And we don't need all the mirrors in the gyms. I know what I look like.
Oh, I love that's why I'm working out. I love working out in front of a mirror.
Is that sarcasm or real?
No, it's real.
Okay.
I used to not, but I like seeing the technique and making sure like my form
that
is
you're
correct.
Doing it right. Yeah.
Oh, because you really care. Yeah.
I do. Yes. Yeah. So I do love working out in a mirror, but I know other people don't, and I know why they don't.
Yeah.
So. It's fair.
It's really not fair that everyone begins their New Year's resolution and starts going to the gym the same time that Girl Scout cookie season starts.
Right. And it's cold and dark out.
I know. Maybe I'll go into the gym and eat Girl Scout cookies while looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
All right.
That's a good plan.
Slightly altered my resolution.
There you go. Hey, at least you're in the gym.
Yeah, and
you
I will be
say
able,
you went.
I'll be able to keep that one. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Jim, you have a movie review podcast you do.
I do.
So you're all up in the movie business.
The Untitled Film Project podcast. I'm also a member of the Music City Film Critics Association. And we had to hand in our ballots the other day for just all the categories. And then we'll do our final, you know, the winners. Soon, but I have my top five movies for 2024.
Okay.
Can't wait to
okay.
Hear.
So, just missing the cut. Don't get mad at me because it was really close, but Wicked did not make the top five, but it was like number six.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So, great movie. Loved it. Coming in at number five, a movie I did not expect to like. Not the type of movie I would have thought was going to be really good. It's a movie called The Bike Riders.
Oh.
It stars Tom Hardy, and it's about a motorcycle gang kind of in the 1960s. It's a real story.
Is that on, like, Prime or something?
I believe it may be. If not, it's on video on demand, like you can rent it.
Okay.
Coming in at number four, the horror movie Heretic, starring Hugh Grant, about two Jehovah's Witnesses who are going, like, you know, door to door, and they kind of get pulled in by Hugh Grant and his charm, but he's evil. The performances are great. The script is so good. It is like a psychological thriller. It's not a gory movie. Fantastically done. Number three, Conclave, which is about, it's a made up story, but it's a about all the cardinals that are in the Vatican picking a new pope.
Oh, okay,
It's a political thriller.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Ray Fiennes in it?
Ralph Fiennes is the star, and Stanley Tucci and John Lithgow. There's a great ensemble cast. It is a taut thriller. There's not a wasted word or scene in the movie. It's really interesting, and it just goes to show you that, like, doesn't matter what it's for, if it's for, like, religion or whatever, people are people. There's politics involved. There's backstabbing.
Yeah.
Great movie. Number two is a movie you've probably never heard of, but it just blew me away and still haunts me to this day. It's called Nickel Boys. And it is...
Is this the story of Nickelback?
It is not the story of Nickelback.
Not interested then.
It is so incredibly not the story of Nickelback. Nickel Boys is kind of a reenactment of a real story that happened in basically, I think it was the 60s where... kids were sent to what they called kind of reform school, but it was like an alternative to prison. But it's a place where people get abused and horrible things, murders happened.
Wow.
But it's told through the story of, like, the camera is the main character. So you're looking through the eyes of the person experiencing the movie.
So people interact with the camera.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So, like, they're talking to you. So you really feel like you've stepped into the, like, the mind of the person going through it all.
Huh.
Just, it's one of the most interesting ways to make a movie, and it's a real story. And yeah, it's just, like, it haunts me to this day. Really interesting. Not a happy movie, but truly amazingly well done and super different. And my number one movie of the year is
Sonic 3.
How did you know? Even though I didn't see it, I'm still giving it my top film.
I just love the effort they put into it.
It happens to be a blockbuster. It's Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rarely does a sequel best the movie that it precedes or that it follows.
Right.
Just amazing. The performances across the board, from Timothée Chalamet to, like, so many others, were just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Direction great. Editing great. Sound great. It hit on every cylinder. Dune Part 2 is kind of a perfect movie. It's just done so well. So that's my top movie of 2024.
Totally hits, totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning, ready for a mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
Brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood.
Your shipping and printing super center. And Gina's got a story of people helping people.
Yes. Yeah, so Quentin Quarantino, you heard that right. He is an Instagram influencer, and his kind of shtick is to help people and to raise money for people. So he partnered with Kristen Bell. He reached out to her and asked if she would help him donate to these GoFundMe pages. He's posting one GoFundMe a day for a week. And to see how much they can raise, Kristen pledged $100,000.
Wow.
And Matt Damon and his wife jumped on for another $100,000. So far, they've reached 3 GoFundMe pages goals.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And they're going to keep going. So if you feel the urge to donate, you can find all the information at Quentin Quarantino's Instagram.
Excellent. Luck spelling that.
Yeah, I was struggling figuring it out, but
yes,
that's awesome though. Yeah,
let the search bar figure it out for you.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And help somebody out in need.
Yeah. There you go. It's a mood boost from Woody and Jim. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. Three things you want to know this morning. A guy named Greg, just for fun and to cause trouble, he went to one of the food delivery services and ordered something from McDonald's, and he asked for a triple cheeseburger with everything removed, including the bun and the meat and the ketchup and everything. And so the delivery guy shows up and texts him and says, you're just going to get like an empty box. Yeah. Is that what you want? He goes, yes, that's perfect. But then he gave them 2 stars instead of 5 because they put it in the wrong box. They put it in a crispy box. Empty box,
oh,
as opposed
God.
To the cheeseburger. But then they also he also tipped the driver $11, so it cost him like $25 to get nothing.
What?
That's insane.
People are
so weird.
Strange.
It's just stupid.
Gina,
interesting. Well, with everything that happened on New Year's Day with New Orleans, there's some downtown Nashville employees calling for some more action and safety protocols to be put in place on Broadway specifically.
Sure,
that's a good idea.
So I'm not sure if you guys have been down there anytime soon when it's busy, but they do shut down Broadway to cars.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're expecting a lot of traffic and things like that. But they're calling for it to be shut down completely to cars. So,
you know, they've been asking for that before the stuff that happened in New Orleans.
Right.
And I thought it was a good idea then.
Yeah.
Because, like, people just kind of wander out into traffic anyway.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, especially people who had a little bit too much to drink and just kind of
so
wander
hard.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Just make it a walking place only.
Yeah. And that's how Bourbon Street is. There's, like, I think there's sections of it because I remember, and maybe it's just there weren't a lot of cars coming and I'm not right.
Yeah, but parts of it you can drive on, but mostly it's just walking.
Yeah, just walking and
stumbling from bar to bar.
The flow of just pedestrian traffic is so much better that way. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll highly consider it now.
Hope so.
Yeah, I hope so. I think it's a good
idea. It'll be a lot safer for everybody.
Yep.
So Apple has agreed to a $95 million settlement over Siri because apparently they have independent contractors that had access to recording Siri was making. And the real problem was that if people accidentally tripped Siri, like you said, like, oh, you're at, you know, IHOP, hey, hand me the syrup, and it, like, it thought you said Siri and would start recording, and then people would have access to these recordings. And some of the recordings, according to the Guardian newspaper, they said they could regularly hear confidential medical information, drug deals going on, couples getting busy, all kinds of things. I don't know what you're yelling. If,
yeah.
But
are you Siri? Us.
Siri was a safe word. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it is. Yeah.
But
my safe word is don't stop. Sorry.
The settlement has to be approved by a judge, but if it does, what it means is it could mean up to $20 per Apple device that you have that has Siri on it.
Mm.
So it, say if you had a laptop, a phone, and an Apple Watch, That might be $60 because it'd be $20 per device.
Interesting.
So that could be coming your way.
Not bad. Get some money. All you had to do is give up your entire personal information.
Yeah, I turn all that microphone stuff off because you never know.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Clearly, now we do know.
We do know.
Yes.
All those things you feared? True.
Yeah.
Back to the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim love the Dog Wizard. Transform your dog's behavior today. Visit NashvilleDogWizard.com. Tell them Woody and Jim sent you for 10% off. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. We are 93.3 FM, your at-work listening station.
Okay, it's another weekend coming up. What are we going to do with it, y'all?
Well, I've been told I'm taking down Christmas decorations tomorrow.
Yes.
So I'll do as I told.
Voluntold.
And hockey season starts back up after the holiday break, so nice. I'll be playing at Fort Ice Sunday in Antioch.
Very cool. Ooh.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Been hockey hungry. What about Eugenia?
I will also be taking down the rest of my Christmas stuff, and I'm going to try some new sourdough recipes, I think.
Ah, the sourdough.
Yeah, I'm on that trend right now, so.
Yeah, my son's wife, Chris, is really into sourdough.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. She's doing this really well, too. She
yeah.
Made sourdough bagels and all kinds
of stuff. Oh, my gosh. They're so easy and they're so good.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to be going car shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, good
luck. I hope you find something.
Yeah. I hope so, too.